Welcome to the Motivate Me Book Club. We read and challenge books to motivate us. Follow along as we uncover what may or may not work from these books, provide tools and resources for your goals, and interview people who have found a path to success through their reading. Join us to kick ass at achieving your goals faster and easier than before, one book at a time. Motivate Me Book Club is here to motivate you.
Hi, how's it going? How are you doing? Is that an easy question for you to answer? Because right now I feel like I don't have a natural answer to that. Whenever anyone asks, like, oh, how's it going? What have you been up to? My immediate response is, oh yeah, I'm great. I'm really busy. And it seems like the cultural norm now is to answer that. And I've seen and heard other people say that too. It's like, busy. Yeah, I'm great. I'm busy. Fine. Thanks. It's not like just a, yeah, everything's going really well. I have this. It's just a preliminary way to explain your life, is that busy is great. But it doesn't always seem like it is a great thing. It seems like there's always something kind of challenging or troublesome associated with that word. And when we kind of follow up with like, oh, okay, then what have you been up to? It's kind of like I can't ring off or list off the tons of things that I consider myself so busy for. But it's time to clarify and to filter through and to really establish what it is I'm doing with my time and answer these simple questions a lot easier. How do you feel? Is this something that's going on with you? The reason I bring this up is it's 1 week until August. We have 1 week left in July, and it feels like it had just started. And in fact, it feels like summer just started, and it's almost over before it's begun. If you have things under control and, you know, you can tell me everything that you've been up to, please do so. Let me know your secret to creating this singular way of doing things, because that's ultimately what this last book has been all about, is focus on one thing. And it doesn't mean only one thing at all overall. It means that in all of our areas of our lives, these areas of interest, as I call them, we can't keep them mutually exclusive, but we do have different areas that need and receive different attention. So we have one thing for our work, we have one thing for our health, we have one thing for our physical health, we have one thing for our maybe leisure time or travel. The areas that are most important to you all need some more singular focus. So I'm trying to figure out a better way to articulate those things, because I could go and pull out my habit tracker and say what I've written down, but that's not normal conversation. That's not just how we talk to each other. But I want to be able to answer the one question about my job better. And I've been trying to tell people what I've been up to lately. It's been a bit of a challenge, and it's been a little bit funny. When I leave voice messages for friends and family, I feel like I'm really awkward, and I haven't been able to describe what I've been up to in terms of my jobs. Because yes, I have multiple ones, and they all serve the same purpose, but I haven't been able to answer it in the way that I feel explains it the best. So with too much going on, thanks to my own agenda and my own scheduling, I need to focus, and that will increase my clarity and kind of step back from it all and be able to speak with more clarity. All right, so how do I do this? How does anybody do this? It's about asking questions and preparing yourself with those answers for when the time comes. Just like these podcasts, I don't come in completely with a blank slate of just a singular, okay, I'm going to tell you how I feel today. I prepare. I write down notes. I think about what my point is, and I draw out how it's going to go. So I follow along this rough outline, and there's a little bit of ad lib and additional information that comes out. But ultimately, I follow this to have a more fluid and concise episode for you. And I think that you appreciate that. And life doesn't always give us the time to be prepared, but I think that's how anything goes. When we are learning a skill, we have to practice until it becomes a really great skill. If we're acquiring new knowledge, we need to share it with someone else before it's something that sticks in our own brain. So there is an element of practice and preparation that allows for us to do things more naturally. And if things don't feel natural at first, that's not a bad thing. It just probably means we need a little bit more time dedicated to get there. And that's on us to want that. If you don't feel like you need to speak clearly, if you can just kind of ramble on about what you do however you want, even if it's incoherent and you're okay with that, then that's fine. That's you. But I want to be able to speak to what I do professionally with clarity. So I've come up with a list of questions that can help really streamline and focus this. So what is my main priority, my one thing? What is the daily habit that I'm doing to support it? Why is this a priority? And am I enjoying this? So there's a follow-up section to these first four questions, but it really helps to say what I'm doing in a guided way. So what is my main thing, my priority? Well, right now, for my developing professional business career, I'm working on getting my real estate license. Okay, so what is the daily habit? Well, I'm studying on a daily basis, and right now I'm actually rereading all the chapters and cramming in more information than the first time when I read the textbook. Why is this a priority? And to answer this, we've gone through purpose, the idea of living with purpose, the starting with why, like what is the underlying foundation for this? I could say that it's because I want to add to my business skills. I could say it's because I want to expand my area of knowledge for the business world. I could say it's because I want another way to generate money. It's because I want to make more money. Those are good reasons, but they're not speaking to underlying values. Why do I want to expand my business skills or knowledge? Why do I want to make additional or more money? Like, I have to kind of get a little bit deeper into that. I feel like I have skills already that I'm good at that can expand and apply to this area, this new industry. And I feel like for my family and for my lifestyle, I want to travel. I want to be able to give, you know, my family the kinds of things that I had growing up and even more. And in this day and age, you need a bit more money to do it than when I was a kid. So it's for the sense of my family and for the sense of self, those things are what really attribute to my one thing. That's my why. So when we dig deeper into this, there's a reason for it, and I'll come back to it in a moment, but I'm doing this for my family and I'm doing this for myself because I feel like I have skills and attributes that can contribute to a bigger picture, and I can help not only myself but others, like my family. And then, am I enjoying this? The answer has to be yes, in some small bit at least, but it can be no too. If it's a flat out no, like I am not enjoying studying real estate, then it's like, why are you doing this? Like, I hear that you want to make money and all of this kind of stuff is a good way of doing it, but if it's not gonna help you personally, like, you know, I'm not really good at it. If I didn't have the ability to say that I think my skills would align with it, if I thought, oh, it's really stretching me thin, it's not my like comfort area, or, you know, not something that I want to do, but I'm doing it because of the money side of things, that's not a good why. So you really have to reevaluate if you should be doing this in the first place. But if your answer is yes, but I don't really enjoy the progress of it, I don't really like studying or cramming, I hate taking tests, that's just natural reactions, and a lot of people feel the same way when it comes to this kind of acquirement of information, especially when you are going to be tested on it. And a test that, by the way, only 40% of people pass on the first time. So that's a little intimidating. But I feel like you can strengthen the yes of enjoyment by asking yourself, what can you do to make it more enjoyable? Because with a solid why, saying no to not enjoying it isn't bad, because the long-term payoff is going to be there. Once I get the real estate license, once I get underway in this new industry, I'm gonna see the fruits of my labor. But in the meantime, as I'm putting this work in, it's not as enjoyable and it kind of feels discouraging at times. But there are ways to get around that and to help really reinforce what it is you're doing in the first place. So Mel Robbins, she's great. She's one of my favorite coaches, public speakers. She's so genuine and authentic, and she speaks so plainly, you know, not sugarcoating. She's not just all smiley and cheery. Her question that she was asked, I watched this video about her workout habit. It's like, how does she stay motivated to go to the gym every single day? And she said that the whole lie is that there's motivation at all. She's never motivated. She never really feels like, yes, I'm going to go do this. It's not so much about losing weight. It's not so much about a body image thing. She just wants to maintain and be healthy. And so you actually won't see anything different along the way. You will if you don't go to the gym. You'll see yourself get more tired or weak or even gain weight. But going to the gym, if you're already healthy and just keeping yourself healthy, isn't going to produce a result that you're ever going to see. It's actually got not much of a long-term tangible payout. So what she has to do is trick herself to do it on a daily basis and then reward it. The trick is she has to set herself up so that she feels a little bit guilty or sheepish if she doesn't. So in the morning, she wakes up, doesn't feel like working out, but she's put her workout clothes there and her runners, and she has to put them on because it's already set up. It's easy in the morning. We want ease. Does that, and it's silly and kind of going to make you feel guilty if you change out of those clothes and do something else, or if you try to do something else in those clothes, because those are your workout clothes. And I have this idea too, like I have in my closet a lot of athleisure, so workout tights and shirts that I can wear regularly, but then I have ones that are strictly for the gym or for running or for, and I won't put those on because when I do, I feel like I have to do a more like actual workout and stick to that regimen that I have to stay healthy myself. So I've adopted this a long time ago and I realized that we could do this with other things. But then once you set yourself up to do it and you get there, if you reward it with something that complements it, but something that you really want, you'll feel more incentivized to do it. So after every workout, Mel get, you know, a celebratory smoothie or shake or something that she really enjoys, and that is her little like pat on the back for doing it. The long-term payoff might not be visible. It might not be as gratifying as when you give yourself a little bit of enjoyment along the way. So for me, when it comes to this real estate studying, I am going to reward myself when I get my real estate license, but I need to hold myself accountable to doing it on a daily basis and then reward even the daily basis, because there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with putting in that time and effort and saying good job. For me, I'm not a physical kind of attached person. I don't really like presents or material things. So if it were to be like I could go buy something or I could get something, that's not going to work. I'm more about experiences. So if I say, okay, if I study today for 2 hours and I take this quiz, then I can go swim at the pool or I can go to the beach. If I can tell myself these things and then allow myself to do it and get there, then it will work. And so that's my new thing, is I've just kind of like given myself, okay, I have to do this, and then I get to check it off my habit tracker because I've been sitting, I have to stay accountable. But even though I've done it, I still don't have that enjoyment factor. And I feel like although we don't have to enjoy every single moment, we get to choose how we feel, and we can do things to make ourselves more comfortable. We can choose to change things up. Otherwise, if we don't, then we're choosing to stay where we are. And I don't want to be disappointed or frustrated or unhappy. Those are my reactions, and I can change them, and I can choose to feel differently. And that means I have to try to change the environment and the scenario to support it, because that is what we should be doing. We should enjoy our lives. Yes, there's challenges and there's going to be struggles, and maybe we have moments where we think we're failing, but it's a learning experience. And I actually like those better sometimes than when I'm just frustrated, because then there's a real win. You get something big out of it. But if you're just struggling and nothing's failing, that's the hardest part. So you have to get into a way of enjoying the struggle or the grind. Now, when we get to all these answers so that we can tell someone what we're doing, what if people don't find them interesting? Well, does it really matter? Because my messages that I've been sending to my friends and family that are far away are going to be based on what is relevant to my relationship with that person. And I think that, you know, I can talk to some people about my health a little bit more openly. I can talk to other people about my travels a little bit more in a shared interest way. But when it comes to what I care about the most, I should be able to talk to everybody about it. And right now I'm really focused on my business career and the expansion and development of it. But when I speak about it, it's about those universal concepts. So I could tell people, like, it's my priority, this is what I'm working on, this is what I'm doing on a daily basis. But then when you speak to your why, that universal concept, not just about like making more money and expanding my skills, but because I want to do more for my family and for myself and really, you know, contribute more, that's where people can relate to it. And so even though they're not doing exactly the same thing, maybe they're working their same job, but maybe they're doing something different in their job now to really push themselves to do more, to contribute more, that's where you can speak on it. It's a skill that I developed when I was in my marine biology career, working as an interpreter at the Vancouver Aquarium. It's not always easy to talk about some of these foreign exotic animals that people see in the habitats that we had, but we want to relate it to them in a way that they can feel connected. And so we would talk about the country or the environment or something, how it related to a bigger universal concept, especially when it comes to conservation. You need to create something tangible so people can associate with it. These could be things like love or freedom or action, survival, loyalty, family. These are all universal concepts that are easy for people to relate to one another on that broad scale and can be a really great place when it comes to finding clarity in what you're doing and how to talk about it. And why all of this? Well, because of me relaying messages and recording them to people in my life, I realized I wasn't speaking with clarity. I wasn't focusing on those universal concepts when I talk about them. And it can kind of not create as strong message as I could. And also, it's kind of looking at then if there's, you know, that reason for it, that bigger priority, why, if there isn't a universal concept associated with it, then maybe that's a little flag that thing isn't really a priority, that one thing should be changing, or the habit for it can. And that kind of was like a light bulb moment for me of okay. So one thing I didn't really talk about, or it didn't come up, was my mindfulness that I'm trying to work on, and that's a big priority for my mental health. I haven't really spoken to anybody about it, and one of the biggest things that I said I was going to do on the habit tracker for this month was to spend more time outside so that I could relate to this really sense of calm, this really great space that my mind would go to when I'm outside, so that when I'm confronted or in a state of conflict, I can revert to that, or I can draw on that for a better reaction and control of my emotions. But it wasn't working. It hasn't been working. I've been tracking it on the habit tracker, and although I have been spending a good amount of time outside, I was realizing that I wasn't associating that deeper why to it, that mindfulness, to the spending the time outside. Because yes, I love being on the beach, walking in the sand or in the water, or I like to feel the wind and hear the sounds, but I wasn't spending that genuine time. I would be outside kind of like on a walk from here to there, but not taking it all in and being very apparent and aware of my surroundings and feeling those senses. It was more to check it off the habit tracker. So although I had the best intentions of this habit, it really wasn't worth tracking or creating, because although it's a good mental break and I will still spend time outside, it's not going to be effective for that why. So I'm dropping it because I couldn't really get it to work, and there wasn't focus because it wasn't working. The structure wasn't supportive. So I had said to check in with me later, I guess, about that habit, and well, that one didn't work. But I'm going to be looking at what habits I want to keep tracking. I have a few that are working really well, and like that other one wasn't. So I might even just drop it down to fewer habits for August and go from there, because according to this past book with the one thing, it takes about 66 days to truly create a new habit in your habit loop cycles. So it's not worth giving up hope on the ones that are still needing to become ingrained, that are not there yet, because we've only been, you know, what is it, 25 days. So there's still a lot more to go to really create some habits. Well, get your habit tracker if you want to track new ones starting with the month of August. And hopefully a little bit of this question structure helps with you and explaining what you are doing and what have you been up to and what is your priority, how you can speak to it. Here we have that perfect opportunity to apply this to our goals and habit tracking as the month of August approaches. Reflect on what you've been doing this past month, and that way next month you'll be able to answer what are you up to a lot more easily, because with focus and preparation, we can easily have the answer. And by using the universal concepts, we can be relatable and more connected with the deepest sense of purpose. This is the key to clarity. Today's episode is brought to you by My Virtual Healthcare. Take control of your healthcare right in the palm of your hands. Have access to a doctor 24/7, have no waiting room times or any extra fees. It does sound too good to be true, but it's your healthcare, your virtual healthcare. Go to my-virtualhealthcare.com to find out more and even sign you and your family up today. That's my-virtualhealthcare.com.
This has been the Motivate Me Book Club, presented by Pineapple Gin. Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed it. Click the subscribe button to get the latest episode as it lands. Leave a rating, review, or comment to help us out, and share with friends the podcast, the book club, or even parts of the books that helped you. Motivate Me Book Club is here to motivate you.